Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, so Netflix says, hey, we know you're sharing passwords. Like, we can see what you're doing. But what's going to come from that? Are we all going to get arrested today? Is it going to be like, well, no more Joe McKenzie? No, they're saying, listen, we're monitoring the accounts and we see what's being shared, and they are looking into a consumer-friendly way. I like how they say that. Consumer-friendly way to prevent it from going on. So currently, it is okay to share some logins and passwords, but eventually they're not going to let that happen anymore. They're going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that, McKenzie. I want people to call in at 833-563-2539, but I kind of want to reach out to you. Don't you now have Netflix that you didn't have before?
Yes, I have Netflix, and I am sharing a password with my sister because she's the bomb. But we actually called, Porkchop and I, we called Netflix and verified that it was okay because we wanted to do everything by the rules. And they said, okay. They're like, yeah, you can share with up to like so many people.
So with Netflix, you have that. Any other accounts that you are borrowing logins for? Because I want people to call in and I want to see who's got the most accounts they're logging into. Like, what's your hookup?
I think it's really funny in the media. Sometimes they have what they have are these prep sites where they take all the news of the day and condense them into one website so you can get all of your information.
Yeah.
And they will track you down and find you if you share a password for that and you're not paying for it. I've had so many friends in the media get busted for that. Are you doing that, Joe?
Porkchop, what about you with accounts? Are you sharing any accounts? Are you even logged on to Netflix or Hulu?
Dude, are you kidding me? I don't have Netflix. That's royalty? Like, that's a...
You don't have Netflix?
No, that's a...
This guy doesn't even have Wi-Fi.
When you have something luxury? Like a luxury, yeah, that's a luxury.
It's but like you could 9 share or 10 a bucks a month.
And you could not even pay that.
I don't have Wi-Fi. That's a luxury, too.
You don't have Wi-Fi at home?
No, I've lived here. Ooh, I've got... In 1 week, it'll be a year. And no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. You know what? Your new boyfriend could gift you the gift of Wi-Fi.
He actually did say that.
I mean, he is living with you now, so yeah.
I mean,
kind of, maybe. Kind of, sort of. But I mean, as his time there, he probably wants Wi-Fi himself, too.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, it's Wi-Fi or I'm leaving.
How'd you know he was living with me?
I mean, I just guess. Maybe he's not. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, it's funny. McKenzie maybe did misphrase that. I don't know if technically he's living with you, more being held hostage, but same thing. He's in the same place you're at.
He's there with you. You're actually, congratulations. I feel like this is the longest first date ever because didn't you go out for the first time last Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a continuous week that they've been on a date.
And now we are official and
boyfriends, roommates.
Good thing neither one of you can get pregnant because there'd be a baby on the way by now.
This is so exciting.
Live the web, girl. I wanted to ask you, I feel like you've got the ultimate hookup with connections. Are you plugging anybody else's passwords? Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go? What do you have?
I don't think I have a single one of my own passwords. I don't pay for any of that stuff. I've got my sister and brother-in-law's Netflix password. I've got my cousin's Hulu password. I've got my cousin's ex-boyfriend's old roommate's aunt's HBO password. And then I think I've got my sister's friend's Amazon password.
Now, what if they change their stuff? Would you have the courage to be like, hey, can you ask your cousin's brother, sister's grandma what her login email is? Did she change it? Because Game of Thrones, like, I'll be honest here, one of the things, I don't have HBO, but I love Game of Thrones, and we were able to get a password. I won't say how, but I had the connection for HBO Go. Well, they changed their password.
Oh,
and I was like, no. I'm 4 seasons in because I never watched them. Mm-hmm. Like, I need HBO Go.
See, that's how the HBO password, that's the only person I know with HBO, and I don't even know this person. And every single time I log in, I pray to sweet baby Jesus that she has not changed the password. This has been the password for, I'm not joking, like 7 years.
That's
hilarious. She still has not changed it.
I had HBO for Big Little Lies. And then after Big Little Lies ended, I was like, okay, I don't really need HBO anymore. And I'll go back if the next season comes out. Hopefully they'll make another season.
Yeah, I think all of us, once we actually try to log in, we're like, please don't change, please don't change, and it works. It's like, thank you.
I'm amazed anytime any of my passwords work for anything because I constantly forget them. And then I hate the things where if you try like 2 attempts and then it locks you out for security.
It's
that happens
worst.
To me like on the daily.
Hey, by all means, if you got something you want to share, you know, maybe give us that little login to something you got. 833-563-2539. Really, we're throwing this out there for Porkchop. I mean, I can't wait for the day you have Wi-Fi, man. Your life's going to change. He's going to be a whole new man.
I'll be on Xbox One all day.